And now it's time for our regular look at the reviews of this weekend's new movies. Each Friday, we bring you a digest of those reviews compiled by the online magazine Slate. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
First up in wide release, we have the sports drama Glory Road, which is based on a true story. In 1966, a young college basketball coach, played by Josh Lucas, leads his team to victory while fielding the first all-African-American starting lineup in the history of the NCAA Finals. John Voight and Derek Luke also star.
What do you want to do? You want to quit?
They're trying to take our dignity away from us.
Your dignity's inside you.
The nation's critics are split on this one. Many compliment the power of the subject matter, but complain of the typical sports movie cliches. The Philadelphia Inquirer says, viewed as a recreation of a watershed moment, Glory Road is sturdy, efficient, perhaps even worthy. Taken as cinema, however, it falls far short of inspiring. The New York Times adds that the film is satisfying less for its virtuosity than for its sincerity. But the Arizona Daily Star cheers. Glory Road rages with bleacher-stomping, fist-pumping thrills you'd expect from an underdog sports movie. Next up is the comedy Last Holiday, starring Queen Latifah as a hard-working woman who goes on a wild European vacation after she finds she only has a short time to live. This is a remake of a 1950 British comedy that starred Sir Alec Guinness. That's right. Now, Guinness was an amazing actor, but I'd like to see him play the lead in Beauty Shop. Timothy Hutton and LL Cool J also star.
Next time, we do things different.
The critics all praise Latifah, but have some problems with the movie itself. Even though the LA Weekly shouts, Latifah gives a spectacular performance in this hugely enjoyable wish-fulfillment fantasy, the New York Times sniffs as witless as it is formulaic, and the Wall Street Journal coughs, once again, Queen Latifah survives some remarkably clumsy filmmaking. More than survives, she manages to prevail. And we close with the computer-animated comedy Hoodwinked. This new take on the classic bedtime story Little Red Riding Hood features the voice talents of Glenn Close, Jim Belushi, and Anne Hathaway.
So, what's going on, Grandma?
Ooh, isn't that doing a lot of quilting? So, you got the loot.
Overall, the critics say the little one should enjoy it. The LA Times finds Hoodwinked to be high-energy, imaginative entertainment. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel raves a delicious basket of goodies, from its quick-witted humor to its colorful animation, but many of the detractors agree with the Village Voice, which growls, "Finally, a Rashomon for the whole family." This cartoon version of Red Riding Hood tells and retells its story from a variety of perspectives, all of them boring. If Hoodwink does well, look for other 21st century takes on classic fairy tales. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are Jack and Jill. See what really happens when Jill comes tumbling after.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles. Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by John Buckley. The director is Shireen Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Jacob Conrad, Sky Rode, Stephen Hoffman, and Amy Walters. The editors are Molly Peterson, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Josh Levine. The technical director is Carlos Asensio with engineer Sean Corey Campbell. The day-to-day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer of day-to-day is Jeff Rogers. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.